when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good evening, good afternoon to all of you precious Blood River Radio fans out there. Excuse me, I keep saying fans. It's not that we don't have fans. We have listeners. We have family members that support our program. I'd like to put that out there. Thank you so much for tuning in. A lot of you all might be just planning on listening to the archives because, after all, this is, and no matter which way I say it, I always get in trouble. This is Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, Pagan Sunday. Some people tell me it's pagan, you know, so whatever it is to you, you know, do your own thing. But to me, ever since I was a kid, it's always Easter. But I do know, I mean, believe it or not, I know that Jesus Christ rose on Easter. I know that. So just be confident. I know that. I consider myself a Christian. In fact, I'm a Christian. I'm really a piss poor one right now. I've backslid a lot, but that's between me and God. I've got to come back because I don't want to burn in hell. I really don't. Anyway, people, like I said, this is your, well, I hadn't said it yet. I'm still wound up. Thank God for my guests coming on today to kind of help wind me down a little bit. But anyway, today is besides Easter weekend. It is April the 19th in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ Almighty. There is no name under the sun which man can be saved other than Jesus Christ. And you are listening to Blood River Radio. We're proudly syndicated nationwide and I guess in some foreign countries through Liberty News Radio. And our good buddies Jay and Sam and all them, they always take care of us. I got things a little bass backwards there, but just bear with me. It's been a tough week, like I was telling my wonderful co-host is coming over in just a minute. But like I said, okay, my name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller. We said that. And listen, well, I said this is a big Christian radio program. So what we're going to do, folks, we're going to say the prayer. And my little spirit son, Jason Robb, God bless him. He's so gracious just to take us to the Lord in prayer. So go ahead, Jason.
Yes, definitely. Let everyone bow on your head. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Thank you that we can come here on this wonderful day to remember our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are thankful that we have an almighty God that has redeemed his people. We are thankful that we have a God that we always can come to for our troubles, and we have a God that we know that will always watch out for his people, who's always in control. And we are just thankful that we always can come to you, Jesus Christ, for everything that comes upon us, maybe on a personal matter or from our national matters. We're thankful that we are for the show, that we can come in on the show and sound an alarm to our people to awaken them up and give them some hope. We're thankful for our listeners. We are thankful for their dedication every Saturday to listen to the show, be faithful listeners and contributors. We are just thankful for everything you do for us in our personal lives. And we pray that you continue to watch over Eddie Miller every week, who has really put a tremendous toll and task with this radio show. Been doing this for several years and continue to do his part in giving the alarm that is needed to our people to wake them up, to educate them, and to help give them hope. And we are just, again, thank you for everything you do for us. We're thankful that we have a God that died on the cross 2,000 years ago. Yesterday was Good Friday, and tomorrow is Resurrection Day, which we know that you defeated death and defeated Satan, and we are thankful for your dedication. We ask all this in your holy, precious name. Amen.
Thank you so much. I can't thank you enough, Jason, for saying that. God bless you, son. And you know what, Jason, I don't know how he does what he does. He's an attorney over in Harrison, Arkansas, the northwestern Arkansas area. And I know, you know what, that their attorneys are hard-pressed over there. There's not a whole lot of them, if I remember Jason tell me. And they work the hell out of him. I mean, he stays in court. You can't ever get him. He's always in court. And then when he's not there, he has a family. He's a wonderful family man. He really is. And then when he's not there, he's out at the Soldiers of Cross, with the Klan's outfit, I don't know how you get it done.
The Night Party,
really
Christian Revival Center, absolutely.
There you go, Christian Revival Center. Yeah. And before the show's over, before the broadcast over, we got to make an announcement about a big date that's coming in May up there to people that might want to come up there. But anyway, I just like to dedicate this show. I'll do it to every now and then. We have this guy named Ken Burroughs. We have one donor this week, Ken Burroughs. I call him Big Ben. I really do. I'm pretty sure he's like me. He's a long way from being wealthy. But Ken Burroughs comes through, I mean, like clockwork every month, day in, day out, day in, day out. Even if it's the widow's mite, you know, it's more than that. But I would like to thank you, Ken, and I'm dedicating this program tonight to all of our listeners that support this program. Every one of you, once y'all know who it is, with a special emphasis on Big Ben Ken Burroughs from Lynbrook, New York. I mean, so we have a lot of listeners from Lynbrook. I talked to a guy from New Jersey just today who listens to this program. Anyway, with that, you know, like Jason said, it's Resurrection Day, so that's good enough for me. You know, so and we're going to do, we've never done, never, on Blood River Radio, a program celebrating any Christmas, New Year's, Thanksgiving. We kind of mention it, but we just never do because we've always been hardcore. We never put our swords down because the devil never puts his down. But, you know, they're making a little exception today. I just felt the need, like we need to do it, especially me. I'm in need. That's for damn sure. But anyway, so we're going to turn this over. I know Jason is a young man. He's got this, still got this young, sharp mind. He's a good guy. He's a hardcore Christian. All those wonderful attributes I just got through saying. So I'm sure Jason's got some things we're going to talk about Resurrection Day. So go ahead, Jason. Lead us off, son.
Well, I appreciate that, Eddie. Yeah, I will say this, and you said this, you know, just a few moments ago, you know, minutes ago, I should say, that a lot of people, they really get worked up this time of year in April regarding Easter. They'll call it Easter. They'll call it Resurrection Sunday. They'll say it's pagan. You have a lot of Christians that say you should not celebrate Easter. It's from a mythical goddess, you know, Norse god or something like that. And that's when Christians celebrate Easter. They're really celebrating this mythical goddess, which is really, it's absurd. It's really, to me, it's almost funny, thinking that Christians are celebrating and worshiping a deity out there. Christians love the Lord. They love Jesus Christ. They understand what it means that they have a Lord and Savior that died and 3 days later rose from the grave and redeemed his people and took all the sins of his people, which we understand is Israel, our white race, are the lost 10 tribes of Israel. Of course, I'm a Christian identity, so that's where I'm coming from. And so we understand that as Christians that Jesus Christ took the sins of the world, but also remember the covenant that he made to Abraham and all the patriarchs in the Bible. And so really it disturbs me a lot of times when people say, when you're, you know, Easter is some type of a unholy day, and they've really failed to realize that the Jews and the enemy hates Easter. They despise it because they understand when Christians celebrate Easter, they're celebrating Jesus Christ. They're not celebrating Easter Bunny. They're not celebrating a painted egg. They're not celebrating that. What they're celebrating is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And the two times of the year that the Jews just despise is Christmas time and Easter, is because those are the two significant times of Christ's birth and his death and his resurrection. And so, you know, we at the Christian Revival Center, you know, we our point is, if a person wants to call it Easter or Resurrection Sunday, it's the same thing. They're honoring Jesus Christ's resurrection.
Yes, sir. And I'll make a quick comment about that when we come back. And then after I make that quick comment, we'll turn it back over to Jason. Also, I'll announce where Gene and Monica and all those people are when we come back. I forgot to do it a minute ago. Be right back, folks.
This is Michael Hill, Chief of the League of the South. I listen to Blood River Radio, and you should too. In fact, you should be telling your friends, your family, and your associates to listen to Eddie Miller and the good folks at Blood River Radio. They stand resolutely for the preservation of white civilization, what we once called Christendom, and they stand against the ongoing campaign of white genocide. In these trying and uncertain times, it's more important than ever to speak and act in defense of our God, our people, and our civilization. Blood River Radio speaks the truth and speaks it boldly. I've been on this show many times as a guest, and I'm very proud of my association with you. May our just cause prevail. Hail victory.
Experience the untamed spirit of the American West with Range Magazine. Each issue is a visual journey featuring award-winning photography and compelling stories that capture the heart of ranching and rural life. Stay informed on the challenges and triumphs of those who live and work on the land. Subscribe today and receive quarterly editions delivered to your doorstep, and join a community that cherishes the enduring legacy of the Western frontier. Visit rangemagazine.com to subscribe.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
Blood River Radio family, thank you so very much for tuning in here on Resurrection Sunday. Before, of course, to tomorrow, but we're not on the air tomorrow. Easter, just like Jason made perfectly clear. People, don't get hung up on these little tags. Before I tell you my little thing about Easter Resurrection Sunday, I forgot my announcement a minute ago. Rand, I don't know when Rand's coming back. He's had a lot of health problems, but I've never seen anybody work so hard. I was talking to Rand, I think just yesterday. The guy's working his guts out. He has medical problems. I don't know how he's still going with all those medical problems, but Gene is off sloughing off. Gene, the Bitter Ender, will be back with May 3rd, the first Saturday in May. He's on the road. He's going to different places, like Georgia and Tennessee and Alabama, because they're having a Confederate history things, and people are letting him put up booths to sell books, paraphernalia, to raise money for the Forest Home up there in Chapel Hill, Tennessee. I know Jason knows where that is because he's familiar with that place. And also, Monica is off. She'll be supposed to be, God willing, Monica will be back next week. But she's as busy as a beaver. She surely is. And my thing on Easter, here's what and you know what? I became a Christian late in life. I'll make this real quick. But it was I had a miraculous conversion. It was absolutely miraculous, people. I knew exactly what it was, and I was praying for one thing, faith. That's all I wanted, because my life was just, you know, I was pretty miserable, and I saw people that I used to think they were hypocrites, but I finally figured out they do have faith. They really believe this stuff. It might be garbage, but they believe it, and they just happy as larks. But I was praying, of all places, inside of a church. And my grandson had a big thing to do with it, a lot to do with his kids. His other friends had a lot to do with it when they were in grammar school. But anyway, I'll tell you this about the way I look at it. Just like Jason said, I believe and I know in my heart that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, and he was raised on the third day, which will be tomorrow, will be Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, whatever day you want to call it. So if you're a Christian and you say that we shouldn't celebrate the resurrection of Christ, I'll go further than Jason. I'll just say you're stupid and you need some kind of psychiatric help, because you cannot be a Christian and not believe in the resurrection, because without the resurrection, you might as well go and do anything you want to do, sin, because there's no such thing as sin without the resurrection. But that's it. I always say that in a nutshell, Jesus Christ plus nothing. I'll say one more time. If Jesus did not raise from the dead, and the Apostle Paul said it, the whole Bible is just a crock. So anyway, that's the way I look at it. And I piss somebody off and says, I'm just sorry. That's just the way it is. But go ahead, Jason.
Well, you're absolutely right. So often people will, when they talk about Easter, we'll get emails at a church or whatever, and they'll say, well, don't you know Easter is a pagan holiday and it's paganism and all that, and it's kind of almost like we've never heard that theory before, it's like, what are you talking about? It's supposedly pagan. But there is a really, really good book, and I would encourage everyone to purchase it. It's called Easter, Is It Pagan? And I have it in front of me. It's from a pastor in California named Ralph Woodrow. It's called Easter, Is It Pagan? And he's very much of a conservative Christian. I don't know if he's a racialist or not, so I don't want anyone to think, oh, he's a racialist, whatever. So, but it is a very, very good book, and it's about 40, 50 pages, not very long. But he talks about, pagan and Easter. Is it actually pagan or not? And he gives a lot of good places, in not only in the Bible, but historical references, where there is never a place that they can locate in historical writings regarding Easter actually being from a mythical goddess or anything like that, which is really, really surprising, because you hear that all the time, that Easter is from a mythical goddess and a Norse god and all that. And he gives, again, historical evidence from the Encyclopedia of Religion, as well as other historical writings, showing that there's nothing even in your Norse goddess religions that shows that Easter is referenced to a goddess. And so people get really hung up on Easter, saying it's a pagan holiday, you shouldn't celebrate it. And And how we look at it, again, at Christian Revival Center, where my dad, Pastor Rob, preaches at, our take in all of that is every day belongs to Jesus Christ. There's no day that he does not own. And so when people say it's Easter is a pagan holiday and you shouldn't celebrate it, you're basically saying that step away, that is a holiday for paganism and not Jesus Christ. And when we read the Bible, every day belongs to Jesus Christ. Everything belongs to Jesus Christ. And so when every day that person wants to celebrate resurrection, every single day honoring his birth and honoring the resurrection of Jesus Christ, they have every right to. And so people need to really reflect on that, okay, if you want to call Easter or call this time of April Easter instead of Resurrection Sunday, fine. No, don't get caught up on the terminology. Let's look at the actual significance of that day. And the significance is that we have an almighty God that suffered. He was beaten. He was tortured. He was hailed as a king, and then he was betrayed. And like I say, he was beaten to death and then hung on a cross. And then he suffered for our people. And then he rose from the grave. He was buried, and he went, and he was in the ground for 3 days, and he rose on the third day. And he defeated death. He defeated Satan's plan to be victorious over Jesus Christ. And so Satan is a loser,
yep.
And Jesus Christ is a victorious winner. And that is what we need to remember and focus on, and not focus on the terminology of what you should call a specific day. And so that is something that we really so often people do that, and I never can completely understand it. My mom and dad will often say that, you know, when we have anniversaries and stuff like that, that every year you may not celebrate your anniversary on the actual anniversary date, because you might have family members come in and everyone's celebrating it on a day of 2 or 3 days, maybe before your anniversary, but it doesn't mean it's still not significant. And so that's something we need really to remember and reflect on, is the actual event. That's what we need to remember on, not get caught up on should you call it Easter or Resurrection Sunday. And so that's kind of my two cents and everything on all that is, you know, we really need to stay focused on Jesus Christ, stay focused, knowing that we have a God that anytime we are suffering, I don't care if it's depression, when we get depressed of what we see around us, when we get depressed about seeing the affairs of the world, we might get depressed and personally, you know, people, listeners out there, you know, they may have suffered some type of illness, cancer, a personal matter, maybe a divorce, the loss of a child. Every one of us has suffered some form or fashion, and it's always nice to know that we have a God, an almighty God, that died on the cross for us, and he knows everything we are going through because he suffered that. And that is why the enemy hates and despises Jesus Christ, because we look at Jesus Christ as our king. And there's no other religion out there that looks at a God that says, oh, that God died for his people. Jesus Christ and Christianity is the only religion out there where we recognize that he is our Lord and Savior. He is our king. The government is not our king. A Jewish assembly is not our king. Like I said, the government is our king. There's no king but King Jesus. And that's why, again, our enemy hates Jesus Christ, because we will not bend over to anyone except Jesus Christ. And so everyone needs to stay focused on that, and don't lose sight of that, of the main thing there, and fall on some silly debate over a name.
Amen. That is some wonderful, and I wasn't even planning this, but I'm just going to throw this out there, you know, and you've heard me say it, and I'm not holding myself up to be the Apostle Paul or Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John or James or any of those people, but I mean, I've always said it's Jesus Christ plus nothing, folks. I mean, it doesn't matter, you know, and like Jason here, he's hardcore Christian identity. Kind of borderline, you know, but even if your identity, that's not going to get you in or out. In my book, I hear the music coming, but when we come back, I just like to make a few quotes out of one of my favorite parts of the Bible, the Romans Road. And I'll be right back, folks. Hang on to your seats. We're still focusing on Easter right now. Thank God. Be right back, folks.
pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. U.S. and Iran wrapping up talks today, and a top Iranian diplomat says future discussions will be aimed at a possible deal over Tehran's nuclear program. Next round, 1 week from today. Meanwhile, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says President Trump knows well what Iran's strategy is in calling for more rounds of talks.
Dragging out negotiations and interminable talks as they continue to race towards a nuclear weapon and missiles that can deliver that weapon, not just to Israel and its Arab neighbors, but also to the United States, probably in fewer years than you have fingers on your hand.
Senator Cotton says President Trump has made it clear what Iran needs to do to avoid further sanctions and the bombing of its nuclear sites.
Surrender and dismantle their nuclear program, to stop their ballistic missile program that threatens us here in the United States, and to stop their support for terrorism. If they want to do those things, if they want to become a normal nation and come in from the cold, a deal is there to be had.
Senator Cotton was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network. Also at townhall.com, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says farmers in America have seen some very difficult times in the past 4 years.
Basically, 4 years of Biden, the cost of inputs for them went up 30%, while the world markets declined by almost $50 billion, so we have an export deficit.
And she tells the Salem Radio Network food security is national security and says that's one reason President Trump is trying to secure better trade deals and make food more affordable for American families. Trump administration calls U.S. manufacturing an economic and national security priority and says tariffs will force companies to have more products made in the U.S. to avoid steep price increases on their imports, leading to, quote, better paying American jobs. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The new administration has...
You hear the term living better. What do you think about? More money, a bigger house, maybe a yacht? What about how you feel physically? How do you wake up each day? How do you sleep during the night? What activities you can and cannot do? When you feel good, life is good. So if pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally, developed by doctors. It doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or even eliminate pain. How do I know? Absolutely, am a customer. I take Relief Factor daily. No lower back pain for me anymore. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Give their 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just one phone call, 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor, relief wherever you're hurting. In 3 weeks or even days, Relief Factor can give you a chance to rediscover the true meaning of living better again. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF for the one and only Relief Factor.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church, a congregation of God's covenant people. Informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Yes, indeed, you have to say
something. Dear Blood Group Radio family, thank you so much for tuning in. If I don't, I'm just going to read a couple of quotes from, I wish I had my own. I might wait to the next commercial, but, some of my favorite parts of the Bible is the Romans Road. And if you get hung up on little things like, you know, you shouldn't call it Easter, you shouldn't call it Easter, you should call it the Resurrection Day, you shouldn't even celebrate it all. I might just say this, but I'm just going to read a few quotes, King James Bible. It's called the Romans Road. This comes from the Romans Road. It tells you how you can become a Christian, how you can get saved and keep your sorry butt from going to hell. Romans 3:10. It says, as it is written, there is none righteous. None. Not one. Not a single righteous person out there. No preachers, nothing. All right, going on. Romans 3:23. It's what they call the Romans Road. It's all Paul written and wrote all this stuff. For all have sinned. All. And come short of the glory of God. Continuing on, the next Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. That's it, folks. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. But God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, God died for us. People, you can go in there. You can pull this up called the Romans Road. I won't go through the rest of it. But there's also a scripture in there, one of my favorite ones. And I can't remember which one it was. I don't know if it's Romans or Ephesians or whatever. It goes something like this. I know Jason remembers it. Then I'll go back to Jason. It goes something like this. He came into his own, but his own received him not. But whosoever believeth in him has the power to become the sons of God. It's got something like that. So if you weren't a Jew, he came to the Jews, so to speak. That's what it says, you know. And the Jews rejected him. They did. But us Gentiles, so to speak, us Caucasians, we accepted him. If you accept him, you have the power to become a son of God. I remember that something. That's just paraphrasing. I'll have to look that up again. But anyway, I bet you $10 Jason knows about that. But anyway, continue on, Jason, son. You're doing a great job, buddy.
Well, sure. I'm going to give you a couple passages in the Bible because I know one of the things we're talking about, a couple passages that we like. I'm going to Isaiah 53. Again, kind of talking about Resurrection Sunday, Easter, where it says, let me get to Isaiah 53 says, but he was wounded for transgressions. He was bruised for iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are all healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. And so that is a very good passage of the Bible. And if you continue on the next verse, it says, he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. And so that in part of Isaiah, you know, foretells the story of Jesus Christ regarding the whippings and being nailed to the cross and being beaten. And so that is very much a part of the Bible I love to quote. And the next one, yes, and the next one is Matthew.
One more time, Jason. That was Isaiah. What now? What that was Isaiah.
That's Isaiah 53.
Okay.
Isaiah 53:5.
Wow, that's beyond beautiful. But go ahead. Yeah. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
And that is something that, you know, even the Old Testament talks about, you know, Jesus Christ, you know, the eventually Savior, and it basically a symbol for, you know, the Israelites, which we understand the Israelites being our people. That's how we look at it. And so that's, you know, it was basically saying, hey, this is going to be a sign you're going to tell that this is your Savior, is he's going to be beaten, he's going to have been whipped, and he is the perfect Lamb. He led a sinless life, and as we all know in the Old Testament, you know, you had, you know, the continual slaughters of goats and lambs and stuff like that to basically to show that we were sinful people, and that was a way to be try to connect to God. And Jesus Christ took away all those ordinances and activities, and understood that he was the perfect Lamb of our people. But Matthew 22:36 is another part of the Bible that we stress at the Christian Revival Center. We stress this very, very much. And this is a part of what's called the Great Commandment that everyone's kind of familiar with. And I'm going to read it and kind of show you how we interpret this. It says, when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? And Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And so I want to talk about those two commandments. Is when that lawyer was going to Jesus Christ, he was trying to trick Jesus. He was trying to trick him to say, well, this is the greatest commandment, because if he said that, then I can guarantee that lawyer was trying to get him to a trap, to get him to an argument with maybe the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And what happens, Jesus Christ wanted them to realize that you had to focus on two main things. You got to love your God. You have to love your Lord and Savior and the commandments that God has put out for us to obey. And so that is something that we as Christians understand, that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. But the second part of that, a lot of people miss this portion. Because God didn't say, well, this is the second commandment. God said this commandment is just as important. You can't have the first commandment without the second commandment, and you can't have the second commandment without the first commandment. And that second commandment is, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And we interpret that as loving your people. Because thy neighbor, if you look in Leviticus 19, the neighbor was your racial kinfolk, your racial people. That is what neighbor is. Now, they have hijacked that word neighbor and says, your neighbor is any race out there, any blacks, any Asians that wants to destroy you, who wants to intermix with your people. And God is saying in Leviticus 19, when you read that, it's your racial kinfolk. And so when Jesus talked about you got to love your people, you love your Jesus Christ, you love your Lord and Savior, but you also have to love your neighbor, which is your kinfolk. And so we always stress that those are the two greatest commandments out there, is loving your God and loving your people. And you cannot love God if you're despising your people and wanting your people to be genocide out. If you want your people to be race mix and homosexuality and all those other racial sin that we see out there. And you can't love your people if you're not a Christian, if you don't love the Jesus Christ and love your Lord and Savior. So those are the two things that goes hand in hand. You cannot have one without the other. And that is something that we always try to focus on at our church, and there's other racial churches out there that do the same thing. But people lose focus on that second one is that neighbor. It's your racial kinfolk. And so that is something that we as racialists, white racialists, have to understand is that we have to love our people. We have to understand the struggle they're going through. And we have a commitment and a duty to try to awaken our people. And that is something that we have to continually do every single day. And I know, Eddie, with your show, it is a great a beacon of light to so many people because they're able to come here every Saturday and listen. And it does give them hope. And it is a way to awaken our people and awaken them and give them hope and kind of give them information of what's going on out there. And that is part of fulfilling that commandment of God is loving your people. And hopefully people out there that are Christians, you're fulfilling that first commandment as well. And so that is kind of a sidetrack, but it is very, very important that we do not lose sight of that commandment.
I don't think there's any such thing as a coincidence. I think that God Almighty had you to do that because it fires me up. It makes me want to. In fact, I'll comment that when we come back. Thank you so much, Stacey. We'll be right back, folks.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Hey, precious Blood River Radio family. We're celebrating Easter, Resurrection Day. It may be sort of unorthodox in a way, but I think it's been really great as far as the scriptures and the biblical, the not a sermon, but the Bible lesson that Jason's been giving us all. Not only does it make sense, I mean, he's quoting scripture, people. If you're a Christian, if someone's quoting scripture to you, you can't argue with scripture. I mean, that's just the way it is. I had people in the Baptist church argue. They would quote, for instance, John 8:44. I show it to them. Their eyes just glass over. They cannot believe that stuff. But anyway, Jason fired me up. You know, I was just telling before we came in here to our listeners, I mean, I was telling Jason, that I really didn't feel like coming here today. I've just beat down. The VA is just making me to run around. I'm about to do a show in the VA hospital in the government health care system sometimes. When you get in the VA, we have the best doctors in the world. You not believe how good they are. They're young, dedicated, the best pharmacists. We have a pharmacist that works on me. She's only 42 years old. She was the assistant dean of the School of Pharmacy at the University of Texas at Austin. But you got the bean counters there, and they have to hire all these mongoloids, these humanoids, and they're the ones that screw things up. But the VA, I tell you what, if you ever get in there and get to a surgeon in the VA, you can rest assured you get the best doctor on the face of the earth. The guy who takes my blood pressure, you would not believe his credentials. He comes over from University of Tennessee once a week. I mean, the guy is off the scale. But anyway, they've been giving me the run around last week. I've been down, tired, et cetera, et cetera. Everybody does get that way. I know. I never have any doubt I'm going to drag my butt in here and do this. But some days I'm just more fired up than others, but I'm always kind of driven. But what Jason just told me, you know, that basically kind of reminds me, we are doing some good. We might not be converting 100 people, 1,000 people, 10 people, but we would like to convert people back to this part B of the greatest commandment. Love thy Lord with all thy heart, all thy soul, all thy mind. And second part, like I said, just as important as the first, love thy neighbor as love thyself. I'm glad Jason clarified that. I needed to be re-clarified. I needed things to be repeated. That's why we repeat things on Blood River Radio, because people, we're all human, and we have a short attention span. Lord knows I do. And we all need iron sharpens iron. And it's done me a world of good, this program tonight. I feel like we're actually getting something done. And if nothing else, we're honoring our Lord. Me and Jason are honoring our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ Almighty. I mean, once you die, man, if you're not a Christian, you're going to the grave. I mean, thank God that we do have a Jesus Christ, our Savior. But go ahead, back to you, yeah. Jack. Back to you, Jason.
Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, and, yes, and I will also say, you know, it. And that we all have, you know, we all have our pity parties. I always like to joke around sometimes, like, I'm depressed today, but tomorrow I'll be better. You know, we all have pity parties. You know, we from the standpoint we get depressed. You know, we don't see maybe things turning around quickly. You know, people that's been involved in the racial movement as long as you have, Eddie, you know, they don't understand that when you're doing something as a show or running an organization or a church or a website, you're putting a lot of your own money into it. It does get tiresome, and it you know, wears you down. Like, am I actually doing any good? You know, I don't see maybe the results that I want to see. You may not, you know, whatever the factors are, you know, we all as humans get, you know, depressed when we don't see a quick result. And we, you know, we have to sometimes pause and think that, you know, even though, you know, we may not see the results, there are people that are out there listening. There are people out there that are seeing what we are doing. It's a Christian testimony that everything we do, as the Bible says, that, you know, our life is an open book, and we have a duty and obligation to continue to help reach our people. And I will say this, Eddie. Last week I was at a identity conference. I won't say where I was at, but I was at an identity conference, and I was talking to a couple people that I've known for quite a while, and these are people that I would not consider, they're not political from the standpoint of political activists. But we were talking, and I was like, you know, and I said, yeah, last week I was supposed to be on Blood River Radio, but I was up here, so I told Eddie I wouldn't be up here. And they were saying, oh yeah, we listen to Blood River Radio all the time, Eddie Miller. You know, he said we love that show. You know, it's always, you know, keeps up to beat, and we just love it, you know. And I was kind of like shocked. I was like, what is oh, you've heard of Blood River Radio? But these were people are not political activists, okay? But they listen to your show, and, wow. And so, you know, that just shows that there are, we don't know the people we are reaching and touching every day and every week, and you know, and so that's something I often reflect on, is that we don't know when we say something, when we talk to our people, we don't know how God is going to use that for His purpose and His glory. And we may not see the fruition of that, a year down the road. We may not see it until 5 years, maybe not 10 years. We may never see it. Maybe our grandchildren will see it. But it's something that if we're doing something for the glory of God, and sounding the alarm of white genocide is sounding the alarm for our people, and it is honoring God, because that is part of that second commandment of loving our people. And that is something that we have to reflect on, you know, almost every day, that even though we may not see a quick turnaround, we ourselves are at least doing the duty for God. We are doing our purpose. We have a duty out there to reach our people. And yes, times gets hard. We get depressed. And we have to have the attitude, even if everyone turns and turns against us and betrays us, we still have an obligation to our Lord and Savior to speak the truth. We still have a duty and obligation to sound the alarm. The Bible is clearly in Ezekiel and Isaiah that all these Judeo-Christians out there, the preachers out there, they're like dumb dogs. They don't bark. They're not sounding an alarm. And as watchmen, we have that duty and obligation to sound that alarm to our people, to tell them this is what's happening. And if they may listen, they may not listen. But we, as the Bible says in Ezekiel, we still have an obligation to sound the alarm. And so that is something that we have to reflect on and really take it internally with us every single day. And so that's why I joke around, you know, and I said, you know, we all have our pity party, because, yeah, you know, often, you know, I might get depressed and I'll tell my dad, I'm just having my pity party, you know.
You're tired.
And we
kind
of laugh about it, you know, and then we just say, well, we're going to have to keep on moving forward. And so that's just something that we need to really reflect on.
You know, I'll tell you something, and this people might say, how the hell does he get ultra marathons worked into that? I was at an ultra marathon, you know, I'm into that stuff. 2 weeks ago, they were having a 100 and a 200 mile ultra marathon in the Memphis, Tennessee area, through the Whiff River Bottoms, et cetera, et cetera. And I talked to one fella, I wish I could remember, I'm going to get his name, I'd like to get him on the show. He was the last one to finish the 200 miler. He started on a Wednesday and he finished on Sunday. And he was just beat to pieces. I think he broke his ankle. I looked at it. He told me he'd almost passed out a few times. But he said, and this is what you said, Jason. This in it's physical and mental and spiritual. He said, you just have to keep going. One foot in front of another. I've run several marathons, but I've never run a 100-miler or 200-miler. I'd like to try the 100-miler, the Zion 100. But that, I mean, you think – He's there. He doesn't think he can make another step. But he says, just put one foot in front of the other one. Put one foot in front of the other one. He didn't know he was going to finish. And when he got there, Jason, it's kind of like this. It was a religious experience to me. There was only a few people left that organized it, the ultra. And they were slam bam. Thank you, ma'am. Here's your medal. We got to go. What took you so long? And I felt sorry for that guy. And I told that guy, I said, you know what? You have inspired me more than the people, the guy who finished first, more than the top 10. I mean, he kept going under this unbelievable. This is 200 yeah. miles I'm talking about, people. 200 damn miles. And he did it. And he kept going. I can't either. And he never gave up. And he got that medal. And I had my picture made with him. And not trying to not my honor me, but I mean, I told him. And I'll tell you something else. This may be comfortable. But the couple of days before that, I was brought to tears the day before that because, like they say, the 200-miler started Wednesday. The 100-miler started, like, Thursday. Then they had some 50Ks, et cetera, et cetera. But it was almost like a religious experience to see these people just beat. And almost every single one of them finished. But, Jason, can you hang on for a little bit for the next segment? We've got Jason Kessler coming on. I didn't know until Friday. And how many people we're going to have coming on? So I had to schedule a few extra people. But we got Jason Kessler coming on the second segment. It's going to be Jason Kessler. It's going to be two Jasons, and I'm kind of bowing out. Be right back, folks.